As the dry season begins in the Sahel, the risk of meningitis outbreaks returns. The disease lives harmlessly in many people, in their throat or nose. But once it enters the bloodstream, symptoms appear, and 70% of those who do not receive treatment will die. Suzanne Chanteau, director of the Meningitis Research Program at the Niger-based Center for Health and Medical Research, known as CERMES, says residents in the Sahel are particularly at risk for the disease, which causes swelling of a lining of the brain.
There is a hypothesis that the low humidity in this region and also maybe the dust wind are favorable conditions for the development of infection of the throat by virological organism or bacteriological organism responsible of meningitis.
Scientists hypothesize that these dry and dusty conditions irritate the fragile skin that lines the nose and throat, giving the bacteria an opening directly into the bloodstream. When patients are diagnosed and treated promptly, 90% recover fully. But there are several different strains of meningitis, and doctors need to know which one has infected their patients. An old test required highly trained technicians to analyze a bacteria culture in pristine lab conditions. It also required that the bacteria sample be refrigerated. This was a significant obstacle, Chanteau says.
All the countries in the meningitis belt lack laboratories, so they cannot cultivate the bacteria on site. So that's why rapid tests that can be performed by nurses are necessary.
Chanteau and her colleagues developed such a test. In the simple procedure, the health worker takes a sample of spinal fluid from the patient and inserts a specially treated dipstick, which shows results in 10 minutes. The team at CERMES created a separate dipstick test for each of the four most prevalent forms of meningitis.
We believe that there will be two kinds of effects. The first one is at individual level. The diagnosis of meningococcal infection will help start to select the appropriate antibiotic treatment. And the second, maybe the most important impact, is that at the beginning of an epidemic, the doctors will be able to know what is the serogroup of meningococci responsible of the outbreak, and then they can apply the control measure very quickly instead of waiting one team from the capital coming and make the diagnosis.
But to identify potential outbreaks before they occur, another member of Chanteau's team is looking to satellite imagery. Isabelle Jean, a doctor and head of the Global Information Systems Unit at CERMES, tracks dust storms from space and analyzes their atmospheric conditions.
We want to have atmospherical conditions categorized and say if it's these conditions, there is a favorable condition to have meningitis or not, and these conditions are not favorable for meningitis.
If she is successful, she will be able to use current satellite data to see where the next dust storm will hit. With this advance warning, health workers could target anti-meningitis efforts to the areas most likely to be affected. Naomi Schwartz for VOA News, Dakar.